Welcome to Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Antriana E. Stone, the love advocate. If you're divorced, single, and dating, and or living in a straitjacketed marriage, this podcast is for you internally and externally. Don't forget to subscribe and invite a friend to get notifications of our weekly on Wednesdays episode. And of course, your support is always welcome. And remember, you can message me right on this platform, or you can visit poledateorsoulmate.com. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening. Last week, I talked about the men that don't work and that's being reared by women that will not cut their sons loose. That was episode 55. And if you can, if you haven't listened, please take a moment to do so. Today, I'm going to continue talking about the men that work and don't want their partner to work simply because they want to have control over them. And this takes me back to the book of Esther, where King Xerxes gave a banquet for all of the military men, noblemen, and princes, and invited them there for 7 days. They could drink as much wine as they wanted to. He invited the people from the least to the greatest. And in the meantime, Queen Vashti was given a banquet herself for all the Persian women in the provinces. So after the 7 day, on the last day, while the men had been drinking all week, King Xerxes wanted to bring Queen Vashti to the banquet to show her off. So he sent one of his servants over to get her, and Queen Vashti refused. She said, "No, I'm entertaining also. I can't leave the banquet because it's filled with women in the royal palace of King Xerxes." So therefore, the servant went back and reported that Queen Vashti refused to come. And keep in mind, he was already drunken, and as well as the nobleman that was with him. So he was furious. He was embarrassed, and he did not know what to do when the servant said, the attendant, Queen Vashti refused to come. And so he burned with anger. And back then it was customary for the king to consult experts in matters of law and justice. So he spoke with the wise men who understood the times and were closest to the king. And they were saying, "Oh no, we can't let this go. We cannot let this get out. Because according to the law, what must be done to Queen Vashti?" That was the question. "She has not obeyed," you hear, "obeyed the command of King Xerxes that the attendant had taken to her." So they thought about it and said, "If we don't use her as an example, she has done wrong, not only against the king, but also against all the nobles and peoples of the provinces of King Xerxes. Because of her conduct, it will be known to all women." And if it's known to all the women would get together and they would stand together, and they will not obey the command of men. When men ask them to do something, they will refuse to do it. If we let Vashti get away with this. So, what do you think happened? Xerxes commanded Queen Vashti be brought before him because she would not come. This very day, the Persian and Median women of the nobility who have heard about the queen's conduct will respond all the king's nobles in the same way. That was what the men feared, that all women would respond. So therefore, what they did, they said, let him issue a royal decree and let it be written in the laws of Persia and Media, which cannot be repealed, that Vashti, keep in mind she was the queen, Vashti, is never again to enter the presence of King Xerxes. Never again. And also what they did, they let the king, they told the king to give her position to someone else who is better than she. So what does that mean, better than she? And I assume that it meant someone that would be obedient to a command, like go sit, woof, woof, like a dog. So if you're doing anything, and if your significant other, partner, or husband commands you to stop what you're doing and come attend to me, and because you told him, well, give me time, this, I'm busy right now, not right now, I can't come, they get angry. They ready to put you out. They ready to abuse you mentally or physically because it made them feel less controlling over you. So is that the way relationships, is that the way relationships are supposed to be? Heck no. I have a life, you have a life. But how many men do you know that say you met, or your friend met a girlfriend, or in conversation with other people, they met a man wearing makeup, and then the next minute, 6 months later, baby, I don't want you to wear any makeup. I like you without makeup. But hell, you met me. I had a face on. I had a full face of makeup. I was looking like Betty Davis. So now you don't want me to be who I am. Don't let men take control over who you are. You should always be transparent. You live happily within yourself, not within someone else. The gift that God has given all men and women is the gift of choices. So you have to choose what is right for you and what is not right for you. And if it's not right for you, you'll be able to feel it in the depth of your soul because you will feel uncomfortable. But getting back to Queen Vashti, Vashti was strong. She stood her ground and she knew that if I'm going to leave my banquet and go see what King Xerxes want, and they're all drunk over there, what do you think he's going to do to me? He's probably going to shame her, embarrass her, kiss all over her, and want to show her off. So she refused. She assessed the situation and said, no, I'm not coming. And this started years ago. Men do not want women to have control. Especially the men you may meet a man and he'll tell you one minute, oh, baby, I'll take care of you. You don't have to work. Hey, we all want to hear that. Okay, I'm not going to work. And then before you know it, things you want to do, they start telling you, no, you can't do that. But you don't understand why I can't do that. I'm asking you, I need to go do such and such. I'm telling you, you don't need to do that right now. I'll tell you when you need to do it. That's King Xerxes' attitude. They don't want women to think for themselves, and they don't want you to work. The ones that do want you to work, they want you to take care of them. I'm not talking about the man that believes that we work together. I'm not saying that. I'm talking to women that are in situations, and you know doggone well you don't feel good in the situation. You're worried to death. You don't know which way to go. And you feel as though there's nowhere for you to go, but you can always go up before you go down. But when you go down, you got to get up. So my message to you is that Don't let no one have control over you or who you are over your life. You must learn to live your life for yourself by having control over your mind. And you have to shift your mindset to know that you are worthy. You must be aware of who you are, and you must be aware of your worth. And then there must be an acceptance of your worth and who you are. In order to have an acceptance, there have to be a knowing of who and what you are. And then when you have a knowing, then you know that you are new by design, because you've changed your mind and you directed yourself to go in a new direction because you're new, meaning that you got a new way of thinking, walking, talking, seeing, and believing. So I know women that stayed at home with children, and I can understand you staying at home with kids, but then when things get rocky, you didn't have an income, and then the man leaves you alone, butt naked on the doorstep. What do you do? Well, he walks away. You have nothing to fall back on. So you should always try to better yourself by doing more for you and your family. But you can tell a controlling man when he starts demanding you to tell you that you don't have to do that, I'll do it for you. Telling you when to get your hair done. Telling you don't need your nails done when you was doing your nails before you met him. Oh, you don't need those things. I'm not living for you, man. I'm living for myself. So I want all the Queen Vashtis to stand up. If you know it's not right, don't do it. And if you're in a relationship with a man, he's not going to demand things on you that you don't want to do. He'll know the pressure points. He's not going to pressure you to do things that he wouldn't do. Number one thing, why would you have oral sex when you know you don't like sushi? Well, I'm Antriana E. Stone. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And keep in mind that you control your own life. Don't get yourself in a relationship and have someone have total control over you. You must have total control over yourself. And you must understand what love is. Love is a gift. Love is a protection. So if you're in love, Do you feel like you're protected by the person that you love? Is he protecting you, or are you just protecting him? Think about it. Think about Xerxes, King Xerxes. That's why men today want control, because they don't want to be embarrassed when they tell their woman in front of their friends something to do, and they refuse to do it. They ready to go all berserk on you, because that's what a man is all about, right? That's being a man, I think. Is that right? To beat you, to stomp you, to tell you that you ain't all that. And when you walk away from those things, when you look in the mirror and look at who you truly are, you are a gift of love. And who are you gifting yourself to? That's when you wrap your mind up, yourself up, and you wrap yourself and get the hell on out of there. Because it's not doing anything for you. It's setting your life back instead of moving you forward. When you move forward, you're growing. You're expanding. You're reaching. You're teaching. You're happy. Antriana E. Stone, Love Advocate. Thanks for listening. I hope you are enjoying this podcast as much as I am delivering it. I'm Antriana E. Stone, Love Advocate. And remember, love is God's protection and gift, downloaded as a guide to alert us to change. If you're single, divorced, and dating, or either living in a straitjacketed marriage, visit poledateorsoulmate.com and sign up for my free 30-minute love chat. I would love to talk with you. I would love to give you a guide to connect to your earthly soulmate. God bless you. I love you. I'm always here for you. Don't forget, sign up. PoleDateOrSoulmate.com. And matter of fact, so if you do sign up for a 30-minute chat, I will give you my book, Pole Date or Soulmate, Esther Story. Thanks for listening. Peace,
joy, and love.